From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to gather around the radio with you today on this Friday as we continue our study on how to live in these latter times. This is the conclusion of our study together. We've been looking at it this week as well as last week, and we've covered a lot of material. In fact, there's a lot of material in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that has been the text of our study during this series that I've not been able to give you that is found in our notes and outlines. And so I would encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries and request the notes and the outlines on the series, A Look at the Latter Times. In fact, you might also want to request a CD. And if you do, we will send that CD to you. But we've been looking at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse by verse, as it teaches us there how to live in these latter times, which is speaking of the church age that began on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and goes right through to the rapture. We've looked at the condition of the latter times in verses 1 through 6 of 1 Timothy 4, the concern of the latter times in verses 7 through 9 of 1 Timothy 4, and then the certainties of the latter times, and that's what we're looking at right now in verses 10 through 16. And under the certainties of the latter times, we are taught in this passage of Scripture that we must be certain to maintain various qualities in these latter times that will enable us as God's remnant to honor and glorify Him. So far, we've noted that we must be certain to trust in the living God. That's verse 10. We must be certain to teach the truth of God. That's verse 11. We must be certain to exemplify Christ. That's verse 12. We must be certain to attend to biblical concepts. That's verse 13. And we must be certain to exercise our spiritual gifts. That's verse 14. Today, we're going to complete our series by looking at the final two certainties that you and I must maintain as God's remnant in these latter times. In verse 15 of 1 Timothy 4, we see that we must be certain to meditate on and apply biblical doctrine. Get that one down. We must be certain to meditate on and apply biblical doctrine. Again, look at verse 15 of 1 Timothy 4. Paul says to Timothy, and he says it to us, because of the inspiration of the Spirit of God, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Look at that verse. Meditate upon these things. What things is Paul speaking of? Well, basically, he's speaking of everything that is mentioned here in 1 Timothy chapter 4. But particularly, the things that go back to verse 10, that is, trusting in the living God, being certain to teach the truth of God, be certain to exemplify Christ, be certain to attend to biblical concepts, and be certain to exercise our spiritual gifts. He says, meditate upon these things. But he doesn't stop there. You see, to meditate means to think about them, to think about them deeply, to make them, in reality, very much a part of your life. But then he goes on to say in verse 15, give thyself wholly to them. In other words, the things that we've been studying this week as it relates to the certainties of the latter times are things that we are to make priorities in our lives as Christians. That's correct. These things that the Apostle Paul is giving to Timothy and that are very applicable to us today are not just suggestions or ideas of living the good Christian life. No, no. These are the things that God expects you and me to be performing in our day-by-day life. We're to give ourselves wholly to them. And if I were to summarize it, I would put it this way. As Christians, we are to give ourselves wholly to understanding God's Word and living out the Word of God in every aspect of our life. Are you doing that? What is the priority in your life? Is it sports? Is it business? Is it education? Is it fun? What is it? What is your goal for living? As a Christian, it should be to meditate upon and give yourself wholly to the principles of God's Word. Why? Well, look at the last part of verse 15 of 1 Timothy 4. It says, that thy profiting may appear to all. That thy profiting may appear to all. What does that mean? We are to give ourselves wholly to the things of God that others can see our spiritual growth. What a tremendous thing it is to see other Christians grow. What a tremendous thing it is to see other Christians serve the Lord. And other Christians grow in Christ and serve Christ when they meditate upon the things that are brought out for them and for us here in 1 Timothy 4. What about you? Are you growing in Christ? Are you serving in Christ? You see, when we grow in Christ and when we serve the Lord, others are encouraged and blessed and edified as well. When we are growing in the Lord, that encourages others to do the same thing. And as the result of that, we all draw closer to each other in the Lord. We strengthen the church, and our effectiveness in living in these latter times is truly that which will honor and glorify God. So we must be certain to meditate on and apply biblical doctrine. And then the final certainty of the latter times is that we must be certain to take heed to our personal lives. We must be certain to take heed to our personal lives. Look at verse 16 of 1 Timothy 4. He says, take heed to thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. Wow. That's a verse of Scripture that should be underlined or highlighted or marked in some special way in your Bible. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Yes, we must be certain to take heed to our personal lives. Number one, by maintaining a life of spiritual purity. I think one of the things that must disappoint God and even anger him is when his children allow spiritual impurity, that is sin, to come into their lives and to rule and to reign their lives. And that happens all too often. You and I must do everything that we can to run from sin, and when sin does come into our lives, to repent of that sin, confess that sin, so that we might get right with the Lord and go on living for Him. Take heed to your personal life to maintain spiritual purity, is what Paul was telling us. Then he says, and take heed to the doctrine. Again, what is doctrine? It is simply the teaching of who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And that is something that's to be a priority in our lives. And I've emphasized that throughout this entire study. I wish I had the time to dig into these principles in a greater way, but on a 15-minute program, we cannot do it. We've done it now for the last 2 weeks in studying this passage in 1 Timothy 4 on the certainties and the realities of the latter times. And I would encourage you to go back and restudy this passage of Scripture. Because as I brought out nearly 2 weeks ago when we began to study 1 Timothy 4, that this is one chapter that every Christian in our age should study and comprehend. And as it relates to these certainties of the latter times, these biblical certainties are to be the determined disciplines of each believer in facing the conditions of the latter times. In other words, each of us as believers have been placed here by God right now for such a time as this to be His remnant to uphold His truth. Think of that. As believers, God has placed us on earth and in the location where He has put us at this time in history of the universe to uphold His truth in a time of spiritual error. Therefore, we must ask ourselves, are we being faithful to the remnant style of life that God desires us to be being faithful to? Are we? If we are, we will gain great blessing from God. We will enjoy the joy of the Lord, and we will give God the honor and the glory. And by the way, we will be held accountable unto God for the way that we live as well. Yes, indeed, we are living in perilous times in these latter days, and I trust that each and every one of us will understand that. It's important, dear believer, that we stand up for Jesus Christ, that we make sure that we are right with the Lord, and then that we are living for the Lord in every element of our life. Because there are those who depart from the faith, we must make certain that we understand sound doctrine and live out sound doctrine so that we do not become one who departs from the faith as well. So I trust that this study the last 2 weeks has been an encouragement to you. And if you would like to receive the notes and the outlines and even the CD of the study, just request it. Jim O'Brien will tell you how to do that in a moment. Well, thank you for joining me today. Until Monday, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say, amen, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.